Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf. Talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had the golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. Yeah. She likes to enjoy her beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber, patent hollow metal core, creates significant rifle spin while reducing side spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for their loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages,
Big Golf Talk.
This is gonna suck. Hey.
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Oh man,
Big Golf Talk.
It's showtime, baby!
Big's Golf Talk is presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it, they are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader, they are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker, preserve something special today with a Photo Ball Marker. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Oh, design that special golf bag for you today, or an accessory, or check out their apparel. Teaming up with Bullseye Sports, UFOTourGolf.com. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. You have to use Ready Putt. Just clean it and sink it. Improve your game today with Ruckit Sports. Ruckit Sports is the only way I improve my game in the offseason. You can improve your game as well. The only golf ball I use, and the golf ball I'll be using on Monday when I arrive in Orlando, Florida, will be Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line is sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Visit loftgolf.net. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald. Look for us on Instagram. I am on the Golf Match app. Subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk in iTunes, and we are available on the Google Play Music Store. Our website, www.biggsgolftalk.com, B-I-G-G-S, golftalk.com. You want to actually visit the website because we have some hot deals on the website. We also have the list of our Biggs Product of the Week on the website. All the whole list of, since we started the segment, we have all the products of the week up there listed, and we also have, for a short time, we're going to keep the product of the year of 2016 up there, which is Game Golf. And as a matter of fact, look for Billy and I to be doing a live Facebook Live feed from the PGA Merchandise Show at the Game Golf booth. We're actually excited about doing that. I believe that is on Thursday, next Thursday. Oh, I can't believe I am just one day away from getting on that Southwest Airlines airplane and meeting Billy
the Golf Father Cuevas in Orlando, Florida. Let's welcome in our another co-host, Bill, the Golf Father Cuevas. Billy, welcome in, my friend.
What's going on, brother? Looking forward to Sunday.
Oh, yes. I can't believe it. Tomorrow morning I am getting on that plane and arriving to your location at 9 p.m. sharp. That's if everything is okay and on time. And yep. Meeting you at the airport. I'm excited, my friend. I am excited, counting down the hours to the arrival of Big John Vic in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. It's just the time at 9 o'clock is way past my bedtime. I got to get my beauty sleep. Lord knows I need a lot of it. So, yeah, it's kind of tough. I'm sure I'll have some coffee and stay awake for the time being.
Well, I know what's going to keep me awake, my friend, is me watching the Packer game on my phone using the Southwest Airlines Wi-Fi and watching a game and hopefully landing with a victory from the Green Bay Packers. So we'll see about that.
Yeah.
But you're crossing my fingers on that. But how has your week been, my friend?
So far, so
busy.
Good. I can't complain.
Busy. You
busy,
and I have been answering emails all week long with last-minute appointments and people wanting to see us at the last minute. And, you know, we put on social media about us doing the Facebook Live feed from out there and what people would like to see. And, you know, we've heard probably the number one thing that people want to see is game improvement. They want to know what's out there, what's new for 2017 that can improve a 20-plus handicap golfer out there. Jason Chirpak, Chirpy, says, hey, Big John, I want you to give me a live Facebook feed about game improvement. What's out there to improve a 20-plus handicap? And, Billy, we got to give what our listeners want, my friend.
Yeah, no, I've been looking at, you know, and besides the fact of all the different new exhibitors that are setting requests to go visit them and talk with them and want to set up all these meetings, but there's just not enough time. So I'm trying to be as selective as possible to try and find those that could help the regular golfer like us, you know what I mean? 20 handicap, 15 handicap, you know, mid-range handicap. So, I mean, right now, like, you know, our product of the year is one of the best for that. It, you know, Game Golf from 2016, you know, this year, of course, we're going to have the live event with them. But, you know, right there, that right starting at that is a great point where you can get all your numbers, your statistics, where your weak points are at. So far, they've been the best that I've used, you know, since I've actually started using them where it covers everything. You know what I mean? On all aspects of your game, from putting, everything. You know, where your weaknesses are at, where your strengths are at. So that I would say that's really, really a good start if they really are serious, that, you know, to try that. But we're going to find more. You know, we're going to find more stuff out there, and then we'll report back to them on it.
Well, not only are we doing a live Facebook feed, but we are also going to be recording some interviews out there as well to air here on Biggs Golf Talk. And I will make this promise to our listeners. We will do our best. I will drop off. I'm taking 500 business cards out there with me to FLA. And I will promise you this. We will try. If we don't have them from the show, we don't get a Facebook Live feed from them, from their booth or whatever the case might be, I promise you this. We'll do our best to get them on the show for a regular interview here on Biggs Golf Talk. And I make that promise and that guarantee to the listeners out there. So even if we don't get something recorded out there, but with some stuff, we will definitely have them on the show via the telephone and get them on here. So, and Billy, you know, like you said, it's just not enough time, not enough minutes, and not enough hours to see everybody.
It really is.
I'm really realizing that from this week because people are really trying to cram in appointments. And I got to tell you, with what you have, what I have, and what we have together, when are we going to sleep?
It's actually crazy when you think about it. And then, you know, we have Golf Life that does the Golf Life segment that you guys have.
Yeah.
They want to do something with us as well. So we got a lot of different hats going on up there when we're in Orlando and a lot of different directions that we have to go. So we're going to be covering from everything from golf ball to radio to TV. I think we got all of our bases covered. And I mean, we're going to have a lot of good coverage, and that's why we have to be so selective because, I mean, the cream's going to rise to the top, and we have to make sure that we're there to scoop it out and find it because there's a lot of sleepers over there, some people that don't have the money to quite advertise, and bang out, oh, check us, check us, check this, check that. So we really have to search, and I'm sure we'll find a diamond in the rough for sure.
Absolutely, and not to mention we're going to be visiting the Inventor Spotlight area, you know, and that brings me to our, you know, later on we're going to be talking with the director of the PGA Merchandise Show about that and the preview of the PGA Show later on in the program. Also today on the program, we're going to be talking with Scott Lehman in His Grip Golf, and his website is inhisgripgolf.com. He is a Christian brother, and he is a Team Seymour member, and just a great man all around and very, very inspirational. He has a great story to share with us later on in the show as well. And, Bill, you mentioned something else about, you know, and I just want to let the listeners know, Biggs Golf Talk is actually going to be doing a segment on Golf Life TV. Look for that on your Fox Sports stations for your local listings. I'm not sure when it's going to air or how it's going to air, but we are planned and we have scheduled taping a segment, an interview with Golf Life TV. So we're looking forward to that as well. As I said, man, what a great show we have today. And we do have your Golf Life report on the program today. As I said, Scott Lehman from In His Grip Golf. You are well aware of this gentleman. You have his book, Billy, and just a great guy all around.
Yes, yeah. I know Scott. I was blessed enough to meet him a couple years back and got his book. He actually autographed it to me and gave it to me. And it was actually when he was leaving Seymour's putter booth, and I was actually going. So... It was destiny. I mean, that Team Seymour is what brought us together originally, and it just kept, you know, growing from there, and watching everything that we'll be talking about later on that he'll be sharing with us and our listeners is going to be phenomenal, I'm sure.
It is. Let's get to our news segment. Our news segment is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. They are the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full line of men's plus fours, or as most of us know it, is golf knickers. And to complement the knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. And their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like myself and Bill the Golf Father Quabus and Dennis Witten all around the world. They are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played, and that is in golf knickers. And Billy, the golfknickers.com is also going to be at the PGA Merchandise Show. Looking forward to hopefully seeing them at their booth. I got to stop by. They are a sponsor and say hi and shake their hands and thank them for being a sponsor for the 2017 season as well. So we got to stop by there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, we got a lot of stops to make, and that is definitely one of them.
Yep, the first news story on the docket. Oh, Brando Chamblee again in the news. Yeah, you remember Brando Chamblee, who was very critical about how Rory McIlroy was working out last year. Well, went to Twitter this time, and you're more familiar about the tweets there, Golf Father. So share with us what had happened.
Oh, well, yeah, I was watching online, and, you know, Randall Chamblee, he always likes to, I can't say always, but he's very critical of, for some reason, of some of the best golfers. So he was, you know, downplaying Rory McIlroy and talking smack about him on Twitter. And Rory shut him up with just one tweet. All he did was put "pretty sure hitting up with your driver works," and he tagged Chamblee in it, and he posted the picture of the statistics on the PGA Tour of the you know, who's the number one in driver.
Right.
And it, of course, it's been Rory McIlroy the whole entire time. So, you know, Rory's like, yeah, you could talk all the smack you want, but basically I'm number one. So if you're going to criticize me, what are you saying about the rest of the field? And, well, yeah, and that was the end of it.
Brando's exact tweet was a very level strike to descending at his best in these photos, longest and straightest, and he's talking about Bobby Jones. But the picture shows Bobby Jones hitting the wood, and that was one of the points that Rory McIlroy made, was he was hitting a three wood, not a driver, you know, and pretty much just put Brando Chamblee in his place and then putting those stats up. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he set him up quick, which was good.
Yeah.
It was actually perfect. I liked it a lot. It was perfect. It was priceless. It truly was.
Now, next on the docket in our news segment here, Europe is, announcing changes to the Ryder Cup qualifying system, and Europe's team for the 2018 Ryder Cup in France will have an extra captain's pick and is set to contain more informed players following a revamp of the qualifying system in the wake of a big loss to the United States last year. And Bill, you are familiar with what the changes are. Share with us what those are.
Yeah, like, well, the one of the key points was they were talking about that Darren Clark last year, he only got to have three wild cards pick. This year, in 2018, they're going to have four wild cards as opposed to just three. And another big thing is they're changing the amount of events of non-majors that the Europeans have to play, because like Paul Casey missed out last year in 2016, he wasn't eligible to play. So they're trying to help it out for the golfers that play on the PGA Tour, for the European players that play on the PGA Tour, to still be able to represent the European Tour and stay eligible for the Ryder Cup. So that's a big change for them, because they were losing out. They were cutting their own throat by, you know, knowing that their European players are still coming to America. So they made that rule a little bit more lenient, which is a good thing in my point, you know, because you want to field your best. You don't want them sitting out for a technicality.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And they're changing the point system too as well. So it's going to be it should be a great change. And the biggest thing was that they did it so quietly. You know, and I know they were talking about how America, you know, created a panel and did this and did that on how they're going to do this and how they're going to do that. And Europe just went nice and quietly, did it on their own behind the scenes, made the changes, and boom, just announced it. That's it. There was no, we're going to research, we're going to do this. They just did it. So I don't think they took that loss quite well last year.
No, they certainly didn't. All right. No. We got to head into our next segment. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, Scott Lehman, in his gripgolf.com, is going to be joining us to talk about his story, and it's a great story it is. Looking forward to having him on the program. You want to stay tuned in for this. Don't go anywhere. If you have headphones and you're driving or you want to do something, to make sure you listen to this story, because it's really a great story. We're going to be right back with Scott Lehman right after this.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit readyputt.com. That is readyputt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Dots is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Dots can personalize it for you. Golf Dots conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Dots is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Dots, visit www.golfdots.com. Golf Dots is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Dots is www.golfdots.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's BIGGJON15, you get a discount for your Golf Dots. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
You're listening to Big's Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Big's Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. I'm Big John Vick, Bill the Golf Father Quabus, joining us here on Big's Golf Talk. And Billy, we are back here on Big's Golf Talk. And boy, oh boy, has that we talked about in the beginning of the show, gearing up for the PGA show, and I'm so excited. But you know what? We talk about all the time about equipment. We talk about how to improve your game with, you know, different things that can improve your game as far as physicality, equipment, skills, right? But what about the mind? What about your belief? What about your soul, Billy? And our next guest is all about that and all about developing character with your soul with the game of golf. And very inspirational. He started up a website called In His Grip Golf. Play with passion, live with purpose, providing a first-class golf experience to take your game and life to a higher level. In His Grip Golf is a Christian sports program for men designed with a vision to provide a first-class golf experience to improve your game on and off the golf course. And, Billy, how important is that? Even in tournament play, how important is that to have your mind right, your soul right, to perform better on the golf course and become a better person off the golf course?
I think it's huge. It's not anything small, and you can tell by the way his group has grown. I've seen it, you know, since the beginning when he started out there, and I just watched it, you know, amazingly grow, and it just continues to grow, and I see new chapters going up and new events coming, you know, not only in his hometown but in other towns. And I mean, I think it's amazing. Me being a Christian as well, you know, I love it. I love the thought behind it. I love the mission behind it. I mean, I've become a follower of his. I love following, you know, all his accounts on social media. And I'm glad that, we finally got him on the show.
Absolutely. He's an author. He's a father. And most of all, he's an inspiration to all men out there when it comes to golf and off the course as well. Let me bring in Scott Lehman. And Scott, welcome into Biggs Golf Talk.
Thanks, John, Billy. Great to join you guys today. Man, I'd love to have you travel with me and just do that introduction. That's quite an intro. But, man, it's great to connect with you. And I know this is long overdue, but connect to you and your listeners, I just feel privileged and an honor to join you guys today.
Now, before we get to the book and before we get to the website, and you do have a new show that's coming up in April, we're going to get to all of that. But would you mind sharing with our listeners your story? I know you have a great story when it comes to your father and your son and how inspired you were by your dad.
Yeah, it's, wow, it's going to come from the heart. Because my dad introduced me to the game of golf back on April 12, 1969, back in a little town by the name of Ripon, Wisconsin. And we grew up on about 3 acres of land, and he brought home an old Northwestern 7-iron and said, "Son, this is the game of golf. I got 3 Wilson K28 golf balls for you." And he had built the Lehman Country Club. It was 6 holes all around the yard. And you know, my dad had rules that we needed to live by, and he also had rules for the country club of that season of our life. And it really was just to hit shots at head high or lower, and also to play the holes in succession, 1 through 6. And, man, as an 8-year-old, you know, I just try to be obedient to that. But, guys, I got to be honest with you. When I turned 10, my confidence exploded. And I'm thinking, I could take the ball over the house and drive the green that was behind the house. And I went ahead, and guys, I hit that shot, and it was a little late in the day. My dad was coming home in the driveway when I swung, and I shattered my sister's bedroom window. And I don't know about you guys, but, man, do you laugh? Do you cry? But when you hear your dad slam his car truck and say your first name, your middle name, your last name, you better start crying.
I'm very familiar. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Billy, I'm sure you know what he's talking about.
I don't remember the middle name or the last name. I just remember the first name, and that was it. they didn't worry about the middle. They knew. I already knew I was in trouble.
And actually, yeah. all it took my dad to say, "Anthony!" And I'm like, oh, no, there it comes. I'm done.
That's all you got to hear. Well, with a Vince Lombardi voice, you know, I heard, "Scott, Nelson, Lehman, where are you?" Man, I ran behind the house and dove in a John Deere tire tractor filled with sand, and I just start crying. And something happened with my dad's mind to his heart because on the way there, that run that he was on slowed down, and he went to his knee when he got to the tire tractor and said, "Son, what did I tell you about hitting shots? You just shattered your sister's bedroom window." I said, "Dad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry." I kept repeating it. He said, "Come on out of there." And guys, the next words that came out of my dad's mouth, "I'm now 55, and this life lesson, let it resonate with your listeners." My dad said this: "Son, in life, you're going to hit bad shots, but remember this, keep swinging, keep swinging." Guys, that was so profound and such a life lesson to me that whenever something goes bad in my life, and believe me, don't we all experience some adversity and trials? I just hear my dad's voice saying, "Son, just keep swinging, keep swinging." And it's just been an amazing journey from that day forward. My dad introduced me to golf, many other sports, and hunting, fishing, everything that you'd know up in the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And to now come to the full journey of years later, that just this past Thanksgiving, my dad of 86 passed away. Mm-hmm. And as I came back to that funeral, that was one of the stories that I shared with everybody that came to honor him that day, because he was so encouraging. He was my hero. And that he built 55 years into me of how to be a father. Did he do everything perfect? No. Did he do most things really well? Yes. And then the main reason is, can I tell you how my dad spelled love? It was T-I-M-E. He just spent time with me. And now, as a new father at age 55, I have a son that's 9 years old by the name of Micah. And man, I just want to pour time into him, pour love into him. And even if he, you know, hits a bad shot or says something bad, I just tell him, "Son, just keep swinging. Just keep swinging." Powerful message.
Powerful message, because, and I know I didn't talk to you about this before the interview, but as of just the last 48 hours, we've been challenged with our son as far as what do we tell him when it comes to his team. Because there's been a negative impact by other players and the parents of those players onto that team. I won't get into the story, but my son tells his mom just yesterday, as a matter of fact. So it's the Lord works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? Because
he does indeed. Yeah.
Just yesterday, my son told his mom and said to him, "I'm stressed. I don't know what to do anymore. I want to play. I don't know how to handle this anymore." It's amazing those words that you just said, because right after I get off this interview, I'm going to go up to his room. He had a half day of school today. I'm going to go up to his room, and I'm going to say those words to him, because it's amazing. And so I just wanted to share that. And by the way, another story I want to share for you. Ripon, Wisconsin, very familiar with Ripon, Wisconsin. There's a little bar right down the street from Ripon Cookie Factory, has the best hamburgers in town.
why are we talking about food?
No food. We're talking about all these bars. Oh my God.
Bars and food. I just finished riding my bike and I got more stuff to do. He's talking about food. I'm looking at like protein.
Oh, Scott knows protein. well known. You know well about that Ripon Cookie Factory.
You gotta have Pastimes Bar. You gotta have the burgers, man. They're the best in the world.
You knew exactly what bar I was talking about, Scott. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, man, that's good. Fond memories back there for sure.
But you know, back to the Lord work in mysterious ways and bringing you onto the show for this week. I mean, you have just inspired what the words I need to say to my son. And I first off, thank you for that. Second off, let's get into the meat and potatoes, because Billy, you actually have his book, which is a very inspirational book. Talk about what you have gotten from that book, Billy.
I'm lucky. I get my information directly from him. I follow everything he does, and I read. You know, unlike most people that just like stuff and keep going, I actually take the time to look at. If I follow people, I don't follow a lot of people. But if I do, I actually take the time to read the constructive stuff. I mean, I've read stories where you've had trouble because being a new father, and we've all been a new father at one point,
and we make mistakes. We learn by we don't want to make the same mistakes our parents make, so we make in turn make different mistakes.
It's so
and
true.
You know, watching, admitting, and you've admitted to everybody that you've made mistakes, and you seek help for those mistakes in raising your son. And you know, I have no problem apologizing to my kids if I'm wrong, and they know it,
mm-hmm,
and they look at me like, huh? And I was like, mm-hmm, it's important when you're wrong to apologize. And I've always told them, you know, sometimes they catch me in the wrong spot and I say no. And then I go and explain to them, hey, you know what? I could always say no and then go and change it to a yes, which becomes a positive. If I say yes and give you false hope and then go back and say no, then you're not going to be happy. So
yeah,
put me in a spot where I need to make a quick decision. It's probably going to be no if I don't have enough information. And then when I do have time, because sometimes, you know, our children don't give us time to do it, we more react than anything, then I go back. So I've taken a lot of stuff that you've done, and I see that the people that you've brought in to your group, as well as the proverbs, you know, like the other day you tweeted me and say, what's your favorite proverb, you know, posting and stuff like that, which I did, because, you know, I'm a catechist in our church. My twins are altar servers. So besides the love of golf, you know, I have my faith. I have a strong faith. I do a lot of stuff with the church. So
awesome.
I have both, and I've learned to do both. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I use both on and off. I have a lot of the stuff that I do personally, you know, for me, for that. Because, I know without him, I can't do what I'm doing in life. I know I'm not able to raise my children the right way. And I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect.
No.
Right. I've taken that from his group, and I've seen the people that you've brought in and that you're mentoring and the people that have mentored you. And I read those stories, and I'm like, wow, that, you know, that's something. And, you know, sometimes I wish I had that. You know, sometimes I battle, I'm sure you do too, we battle with faith.
Sure.
And I'm like, you know, just because somebody's a leader doesn't mean that they're always correct. You know what I mean? So we all have our
point. Ask my wife.
Yeah.
Ask my son. He'll tell you. Daddy doesn't do it right all the time. Or, I mean,
no, we don't.
Work. Yeah, we're on a journey, guys. We're on a journey.
Yes.
Yes. But, you know, I was lucky and blessed to find you because of Team Seymour. You know, I've been a long time, and so is Biggs. We've both been part of Seymour for a long time, and I saw you following them. And I saw a couple of your messages that in the communication back and forth, and I was like, wow, because I respect Team Seymour and the way that they do things and the way they've always done things, and more that it's been a family than just a golf putty, you know, company. So I was like, wow, okay. And then that drew me to you. So that's what I mean. You know, sometimes we overlook things, but when you really pay attention, I think that he puts certain people in your sights to help direct you. And to help me, and I know for me personally, you've done that. So you know that's why you know it's more than just a book. I was blessed enough to meet you at the show, and you actually gave me a signed copy. So I mean, I was lucky there. But you know, it's more than just a book. It's your whole mission. It's everything from the videos that you're posting, from your proverbs, you know, from your daily life, from your father. It's like I know you without knowing you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's much deeper than just like, oh, okay, yeah, I know him from social media. It's deeper. You're more personalized than a lot of people that just post, oh, I broke a nail today, I'm going to eat a hot pot Sunday. and you're like, okay. Yeah, so it's a lot more for me personally.
We're talking with Scott Lehman. He is an author, and the book is called More Than a Game, Finding Life and Answers Through Golf. And Scott, from that, you've also developed a show, but is that the common feedback you get from people that read your book, what Billy has described?
Yeah, it's humbling. It's very humbling, for sure, and there's a seed of wisdom that God revealed to me in the Proverbs years ago, and this is it. If you guys can take anything away today, and your listeners take anything away, it's this one. As you refresh others, you too are refreshed. As that kind of saturates your soul a bit, is where the world tell you it's all about me. It's about me. Take care of me. You know, whatever you do, just make sure you take care of yourself. And what I've found through life now, and I'm on the back nine, you know, making the turn, is anything that I write, am I refreshing somebody else or am I tearing them down?
because our words are so powerful, whether they're spoken or written. And that Proverbs, I'm telling you, it is true as true can be, that if I help encourage somebody else, man, John, you just encouraged me that you're actually going to go tell your son the story of my dad about keep swinging. You know how, on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 12 for me of being encouraged. So that's where all of it kind of underlies of why I do what I do, is that if I just refresh or encourage one guy each day, it just flashes back on me, and, man, I can't get enough of it. I just want to go encourage another guy. So I don't know if you guys can resonate with that, but, man, that's the underlying.
I think it's working because, you know, in return, others like myself see that. And I'm not one for putting people down. I don't ever ask. I've always been taught never, even when I pray, I don't pray for myself. I've never have, and I probably never will. I always pray for others. It doesn't matter where I'm at or what position I'm at. There's always somebody in a worst case situation. And I always say, you know what? I'm blessed. I woke up this morning. I'm here. So life could be so much more worse. So when I hear other people, you know, that they're in need, I'd rather pray for them than pray for myself. You know what I mean? Because I know there's so much hardship around this world that I'm not going to be petty over little things. I'd rather ask for things for other people because I don't feel that it's correct asking for myself, you know, besides guidance. I look for guidance up there, you know. But other than that, if I want something, I never ask for it. I'm like, oh, please give me. No, because like the guy that did the Super Bowl thing, he got what he wanted. He got his one Super Bowl. They might never win another one again because of asking for that.
Yeah.
So I don't ever ask for anything specific. It's always for somebody else. And I keep it as general, you know, for most people, you know, that even I may not even know them. So I think your plan is it might go to me and I might give it to somebody else and it's going to go to somebody else. And that's what I've been seeing. I can see your reach growing over the years. And that's what's captured me, that I could see it resonating among different people and is going into different states, which is phenomenal.
Guys,
you know,
we probably could spend a whole hour, maybe 2 hours, talking about this because it is really inspiring. We only do have a couple more minutes here, and I do want to get to, you are coming out with a show in April. Talk about that for about 60 seconds.
Yeah, 5 years ago, the Lord gave me a dream to host a faith-based golf show. So it's about taking faith to the fairways, you know, stories of faith, and just helping guys not only with their game, but their life. And I had such faith 5 years ago that I abandoned the dream because I just thought it was going to cost too much to do it. And a gentleman challenged me this fall, said, Scott, it's time to get God out of the box and not tell him that we can only do so much because of budget. And let's get God out of the box and tell our budget what we're going to do and watch God provide the resources. So watch, come and look in April. We're going to do a faith-based golf show. It's going to house on YouTube. That's where we're going to host it. And I'm just telling you, the stories of Ping, stories of Bobby Jones, the stories of Mike Fisher, which many of you know his lovely wife, Carrie Underwood. We're going to share his story with it. And guys, it's just going to be phenomenal stories of guys facing adversity, but knowing how their faith in God helped them get through those bunkers of life and get them back to playing on the fairways. So stay tuned. You can tell I'm a bit excited about that coming in April.
You know,
I'm always tuned in. I'm ready.
Yeah, I am too. And Scott, when that does launch, we'll definitely have you back on to promote that and make sure we get the information out there. But if people want to find out more information about the book and about what's happening and about your program and His Grip Golf, where can they do so?
Yeah, if they want to connect with me personally, and that's kind of what way I'm wired, is, you know, I will send you a direct message back on Twitter, and that's a great platform. You know, it's In His Grip Golf, you know, at Twitter. But I've got a blog that you can really connect to the articles and to me via LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all that. And the blog address is scottgolflayman.com. So www.scottgolflayman.com. You could say golf is my middle name. That's a good way to remember it right there.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much for taking the time out and coming on the show. And it's long overdue. And
my pleasure.
you know, I'm looking forward to the next time having you on the show, and I hope you'll be able to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Make myself available for you guys. I love you guys. I appreciate the opportunity. And remember, keep swinging.
Keep swinging.
Yes.
Keep swinging. On that note, we're going to make the turn and keep swinging here on Biggs Golf Talk. Coming up next is your Golf Life Report. Billy and I will be back after the Golf Life Report with Biggs Product of the Week. And boy, you don't want to miss this because guess what? It's a PGA Merchandise Inventors Spotlight Preview coming up after the Golf Life Report right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGGGolfTalk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber patent hollow metal core creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Hey, let me tell you about Ruckett Sports. Ruckett Sports has a design philosophy that emphasizes constant innovation. All products are designed with input from college-level athletes, coaches, customer feedback, and ideas are critical as they work to improve the functionality and durability of their designs. Ruckett provides quality practice nets for any golfer looking to improve their game. Hey, listen, I've been using Ruckett nets for years. It has helped me improve my game, and it can help you too. Ruckett Sports stands behind everything they build, and if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, they will replace or refund your purchase and ensure that you are happy with your decision to buy from Ruckett. From baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and golf, it doesn't matter. Ruckett Sports is the only way to improve your game. Visit Ruckett.com to improve your game. That is Ruckett.com.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. The PGA Show is coming up, and we are excited to be heading there to talk with several companies about what they are offering this 2017 golf season. But what really makes this year's show so fun and exciting for Golf Life is that we are able to broadcast live on multiple platforms to golfers around the world. That's right. Starting Tuesday, January 24th, we will post up live feeds from Demo Day on our Facebook and GolfLife.com page. That's right, starting Tuesday, January 24th, we will post up live feeds from Demo Day on our Facebook page and at GolfLife.com for all of you to experience the PGA Show as we do. Throughout the day, we will be visiting the booths from TaylorMade, Wilson Golf, Cobra, and many more. At each booth, we will show you what is new for 2017. Starting on Wednesday, we will go live from Chase 54, where we will chat with LPGA Tour player Brooke Pancake. So be sure to follow along and experience the show like you were there. What new products are you all most excited to see and try out as we get into the 2017 golf season? Recently, Golf Life got the chance to try out the new High Heat 3-Wood from Canute Golf. Take a listen as we tested it out and talked with golfers to get their impression of this new exciting club for this season.
We went out to the San Diego Country Club, where we tested the recently launched High Heat Fairway Woods. We caught up with the inventor, Dean Knuth. He was the senior director for the United States Golf Association, and he also was the inventor of the USGA course and slope rating system. So Dean's perspective on the game of golf and his motive for bringing High Heat to the game is a little different than most.
I've never been motivated by money. It's for golf. It's for the improvement of the game, and it's for golfers. My vision was to be able to design golf clubs that were easier to hit, that were easier to launch, and more forgiving, longer and straighter.
The High Heat Fairway Wood is a club that has a little bit more loft than the one that we are normally used to. I have some friends who play with it and absolutely love it. I watch their balls go so much farther.
I definitely see a benefit from it. I can definitely see why people of all ages, skill types, would love to use the High Heat. It is just a fantastic product.
The golfers are just amazed, first off, that they can get the ball in the air. Most of the members don't even keep a 3-wood in their bag anymore because they just can't routinely launch it. And the members that have hit it are just amazed because it gets up in the air, it's hot, it's fast, and it's straight.
A club like the High Heat does give you confidence. When you pull it out of the bag, it makes you believe that, yeah, I'm going to hit this well.
The feel of the ball off the face when you hit it correctly is incredible. It's nice and smooth. There's nothing like it.
I've got the invention for amateur golfers to help them in all aspects of the game. Low center gravity, a sweet spot all over the face rather than just in the center. It's perfect for amateur golfers.
I'd highly recommend it. I'd say everyone needs a High Heat in their golf bag if they want to get in low scores and improving in their game of golf.
The High Heat Fairway Woods really aid and help a woman to hit the ball farther.
We're so sure that our clubs are great that we give a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to knuthgolf.com, K-N-U-T-H, golf.com, and get the free guarantee that it's going to improve your game.
If you are all about improving your game this year, then sign up for Club Golf Life over at golflife.com. Once you sign up, you can access all of our top golf instruction videos with hundreds of different lessons and drills from top professionals in the golf industry. You are sure to improve. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter @golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports station, so check your local listings on your cable networks for availability. Or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this.
Loft Golf is a different kind of golf apparel brand, catering to the average golfer just like us. Loft Golf apparel is created with quality at affordable prices with a fun logo. Lofters like to have fun and look good when on the golf course. Nothing is more embarrassing than lingering sweat marks on your shirt and residue odors after washing it. With Loft Golf shirts featuring Loft Tech, you will be wearing technology advanced material. With many designs to choose from, Loft Golf apparel is backed with a 100% lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. Be sure to check out and ask about their Loft Golf tournament program for your next golf event. Loft Golf has nothing to do with your score, but everything to do with your fun attitude. Visit LoftGolf.net. That's LoftGolf.net. Loft Golf, quality golf apparel for the rest of us.
Water has always been a powerful force.
And now, it's the power inside Bridgestone's new B330s. Introducing HydroCore Technology, a revolutionary process that enhances the gradation of the solid core's inner and outer regions for less spin and more distance. Try Bridgestone's new B330s and see how a little water goes a long way.
Stone. You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Big John Vick, Bill the Golf Father, Quavis along with you. And Billy, it is that time for Biggs Product of the Week.
This is Biggs Product of the Week. Each week, Big John and the Golf Father select a golf product to feature. Here is Big John Vick and Bill, the Golf Father Quavis, with this week's Product of the Week.
Billy, this week we decided to do something different this week because we are going to be at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, Florida. As a matter of fact, I talked about it earlier in the opening. I arrive in Orlando, Florida on Sunday evening, tomorrow night. And then our festivities start at 8 a.m. Monday morning with the event at Tour Edge. And looking forward to that, my friend.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait. I wait all year for this. It's like Christmas.
It really is. And
it's a great time to get to see your friends that you haven't seen all year. People coming from all around the country to gather at one place. It's beautiful.
And it's like a candy store for golfers, really.
Oh my God! Yeah, it is.
You get the first look of what's happening and what's coming out in 2017 and all that stuff. It's like a baby in a candy store, my friend. It's like a baby in a candy store.
It is because you got all this teasing going on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. This company's coming out with this, and they're just sending out teaser after teaser. And you know you're going to be there and get a first look, but you don't want to wait, you know, till that day. You want it now, so it's really cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Billy, we know all about the big OEMs participating in the PGA Merchandise Show, most of them. You got TaylorMade, you have Cobra, Puma, you have Callaway, Titleist. You have so many big companies as participating in this. But one thing that this show focuses on, and something you and I believe in, is that the indie golf part of it. And at the PGA Merchandise Show, they have something called New Product, and they also have an Inventor Spotlight. And that's something that you and I want to be, you know, visit and take a look and see what's new, see what these inventors are coming up with. And, you know, who do I have on our Rolodex to come on the show? Well, I got a hold of a good friend of ours, Sherry, and I said, Sherry, can you get somebody on with us? And she says, I just won't get somebody. I will get the man on with you guys. He is the PGA event director, PGA Merchandise Show Event Director, Mark Simon, joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk. And Mark, give us a small preview of what's going to be happening at the 2017 PGA Merchandise Show.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on. We are gearing up and really, really excited for the show. You know, like yourself, I grew up in the game of golf, and for me, you know, it's tough to have to work the event. I'd rather be attending and enjoying it. But you know, the major of golf business, as we call it, is ready to roll, and we've got a great show coming up. So, you know, festivities kick off actually this weekend, Sunday and Monday. The PGA of America holds their Teaching and Coaching Summit, followed by our PGA Show Outdoor Demo Day on Tuesday, which I'm sure you guys enjoy.
Yes.
And the show opens on, again, Wednesday morning, live on the Golf Channel. We have Annika Sorenstam and Colin Montgomery, along with PGA President Paul Levy and the PGA Professional of the Year as well, opening the show. And the show runs Wednesday through Friday of next week, and we have 3 hours of live Golf Channel Plus per day, so your fans can actually tune in and check out the action.
Billy, not only will they see us on Golf Life TV, but they might get a glimpse of us walking past the Golf Channel area. So,
yeah, they're going to see on the range testing all the products.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Right.
Wherever there's a camera, I'm going to be heads up. I'm going to find it. Well, I got to give the radio guys, like you, Big, you know, they got a lot of radio show host guys that are going to be there as well, you know, just like us. And, you know, a lot of them are my friends, so I'm looking forward to seeing them and listening to their shows while we're there as well, while we're enjoying the stuff. Some of them actually have to work, so it's going to be pretty cool to, you know, to see them there as well.
Now, Mark, let me ask you this question. Earlier on, I talked about indie golf businesses, and that's something what I love about the PGA Merchandise Show is you guys just don't concentrate on the invitations or the welcoming of the big OEMs, the large multi-million dollar golf companies out there, but you also welcome the indie golf companies there, don't you?
Yeah, no, you make a great point. I mean, it's tremendous, and, you know, the Titleist, the TaylorMade, the Under Armours, the Callaways of the world, you know, they're all launching product at the show. They're all a huge attraction and critical to the show's success. At the same time, a lot of our attendees, PGA professionals, and the industry in general, they want to see kind of what's new and what's kind of not known out there. So we really cater to the first-time exhibitors, the startups, the inventors, as well as the big brands. We want everybody coming in to see the full gamut of what's out there in the golf industry. And especially for those passionate golfers, you know, the inventors, you mentioned the inventor spotlight before, that area really showcases some really passionate people who really literally just have a dollar and a dream and a new product to showcase. So definitely cool and fun and some really unique and innovative product that's out there.
I mean, that inventor spotlight, I mean, Billy, you want to talk about companies like we've had on the show, Snap Hooks Golf, very successful right now. Goody Girl Golf.
T-Claw,
exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, small companies like that and really making a dent and really helping golfers out there. And that inventor spotlight is really something special. And what do you guys average about? How many inventors do you see each season, each year out there?
Yeah, so you might be surprised to find out that at the show overall, we have close to 250 to 300 new exhibitors every year. The inventors area itself is about 15 to 20 companies specifically in the inventor spotlight section.
Wow, that is incredible. For those people that have an idea, have a dream, and have come out with an invention, how can they go about saying to the PGA Merchandise Show, I want to bring my invention to the PGA Merchandise Show?
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, it's still possible this year. So anybody out there still wants to exhibit, you know, they can call us at 800-840-5628. They can email me, msimon@readexpo.com, and we can make it happen this year. But yeah, we have a team that's in place. We partner with the United Inventors Association of America, and we really work with them on what their goals and objectives heading into the show are. Some of them, it's just testing the product and getting feedback. Others, if they want to be picked up by a distributor, others are hoping to be bought out. So we really hone in on what they're looking to do, what they're trying to achieve. And, again, we've had people call us up literally the evening before the show and still make it in and exhibit the next morning.
Wow, that is incredible. Awesome. That is incredible. Mark, listen, I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. And like I said, I arrived Sunday night and got already festivities and events to attend to on Monday, and we will be at the demo day on Tuesday and everything kicking off on Tuesday for us as far as business and interviews and things like that. So first off, let me thank you for having us out there. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to meeting you in person, my friend.
And we appreciate all of your support. And the early weather forecast for Tuesday, I don't want to jinx things, knock on wood, but it's sunny and in the 60s and 70s. So really looking forward to it. Thanks again for all your help. If there's anything we can do to help you, let us know. And we look forward to seeing you next week in Orlando.
Mark, thank you so much. Billy, tomorrow is the day, my friend. I get on that airplane, and I will see you in FLA at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm looking forward to seeing and catching up with you, my friend.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it, too.
All right, we just want to let you know there might be a show next week. There might not be a show next week. We're still unsure if we can put one together for next week, but if we can't, we'll definitely have an older show on. So just check out the podcast. Follow us on Twitter for all that information, and we'll see if we can make it happen, if we can get a show up there. If not, well, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Billy, I will see you tomorrow, my friend.
See you tomorrow night, Biggs. Have a safe flight.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf, design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Ready Putt, never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line has been sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Loftgolf.net. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.